Our theme for this morning is sin is never casual. And the theme is based on a portion of text from James chapter 1, verses 16 to 21, selected verses. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. We pray. These are your words. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. So during the 3 years that I've been here on this campus, I think Arbor Day is probably one of the most elusive events that I've experienced. You never know when it's going to happen. It can come at a moment's notice. And even with the increased and advanced weather forecasting that's available to us today, you still can't trust that it's going to happen until we're right here in this gym at 8 o'clock in the morning, starting the day out right, listening to God's word. Now, as I look out at all of you, and as I look at what I'm wearing, and I knew this would happen, I see that you're all wearing casual clothes. And it's a little bit strange to be up here because, you know, we're all used to wearing a suit and a tie. So I made sure I had at least a collar on. But most of us are wearing casual clothes. They're our everyday clothes or our work clothes. We're wearing them because of the task that's in front of us today. Winter is over, at least we think it is, and we're going to be doing a bit of spring cleaning on the campus grounds. We don't want to wear our Sunday best and get them dirty, so we've worn something that's a little tarnished, but it's a bit more comfortable and it's suitable for doing yard work. We did the same thing last year. We raked, we picked up leaves, fixed the baseball field, cleaned out the fish pond, so on and so forth. Everything was clean, tidied up, and looking beautiful. But just like after every winter season, the campus is dirty again. Now don't get me wrong, Brett has done a lot of work to get us ready for this day already, but it's not quite there yet. So all this makes me think of our lives as Christians. Verse 18 of our text says this, of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be kind of a first fruits of his creatures. So James is talking about Christians in general here, which obviously includes us. He's reminding us emphatically that God of his own will, which here we have the by grace alone concept, he brought us all forth. That is, he brought us to faith by the word of truth, and that's why we're here this morning. This would include conversion by the word, and especially in the sense that most of us became believers through our baptisms. So just like in the times of Moses, when the people would bring God their first appearance of their harvest or their first fruits from their fields and their flocks, this was an anticipation of the harvest to come in the fall or whenever it would. We as regenerated believers, we have been brought forth by God as the first fruits of his kingdom here on earth. And that's a picture of the ultimate harvest that will come when Jesus returns once again. So through our baptisms, we've been washed clean. Our sins have been completely eradicated and forgiven. And through this miraculous gift, God has clothed us in righteousness. He has tidied us up. He's made us spotless and beautiful. He has spring cleaned us to the nth degree. Scripture says that we are as white as the snow that we are glad has already melted. But the problem is that we often have our own little winter seasons, don't we? James says that because of the fact that we're God's called people, because he, out of his grace, has given us that new man through our baptism, that we're to lay aside all moral filth and overflow of wicked vices, especially when it comes to that little nuisance, the tongue. What we say in general and how we speak and treat each other. This action, the verb here of laying aside or putting off, it has a literal sense of taking off or changing clothes, especially in the regard for exchanging dirty ones for clean ones. This is what happens spiritually in our baptisms by the grace of God. But there lies the rub, the conflict, the constant struggle that we have during this life. It can be summed up in the phrase, already, but not yet. We are already saved because we believe in Jesus and what he has done for us. But we are not perfected yet in this life. We're still tempted on a regular basis by the devil in our flesh, and we still have that old sinful man. He keeps rearing his ugly head in our lives just like a cold, harsh winter. So even though the filthiness and the wickedness and the guilt have been washed away by Christ's blood, and his robe of righteousness is ours, we still have the tendency to fall back into sin and what I've already referred to as our own little personal winter seasons. And unfortunately, it isn't always out of simple weakness that we sin. Sometimes we put on sin in a similar way that we put on our casual, our everyday clothes, like we are this morning. But sin is never casual. Every now and then, however, we treat sins as casual, and we try them on for a season because we've been tempted by some evil desire, and we're enticed to perceive that there's a task in front of us that can't be accomplished without them. And because that particular task doesn't line up with God's will, well, then we convince ourselves that those sinful clothes are, they're okay for the time being. Which brings forth the question that the Apostle Paul asks of the believers in Rome in Romans chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. So it's one thing to realize and know that as forgiven, regenerated sinners, that we are unable to stop sinning in this life. We know that that's impossible. We are sinful, weak beings who have, we've already been forgiven, but we are not yet in heaven, where we will be glorified and perfected to be like Christ. But it's a whole other thing to treat sin as casual and to put it on like our everyday clothes, even for a minute, much less an hour a day or for weeks at a time. Sin is never casual. The longer we live in an unrepentant state, the more comfortable we get in that state, or those clothes of sin, if you will. And then by default, Christ's robe of righteousness becomes less attractive and less comfortable. And God forbid, we get to the point where we drop that robe of righteousness off at the local Goodwill store. Neglecting and rejecting the Word of God is actually something we're able to do. But the solution that James gives to combat our old man, because he's always there, it's the same as prescribed everywhere throughout Scripture. And it's what he says in our text this morning, to receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Two things that typically go hand in hand during a believer's season of winter are first getting caught up in a lustful desire of some sort, and then giving in to that temptation. And then second, either neglecting the word or taking a casual and indifferent approach to Scripture and what it has to say. That's what can eventually lead to outright rejection. So like our Arbor Day cleanup, a spring cleaning will continually be needed in us because we continually sin. And we fall into these seasons of winter throughout our lives. Thankfully, though, God does just that for us, through the means of grace that he has given us, his word and his sacraments. The Holy Spirit, he continually works repentance in us and sanctifies us because of those baptisms that we had so long ago. He enables us to receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save our souls. We cannot live a life of daily contrition and repentance for very long absent of God's word and his sacraments. As we come to chapel, as we go to church, as we meditate on his word in our daily life, God's law brings us to recognize and repent of our sins, and God's gospel of Christ crucified, it shows us that we're forgiven and declared not guilty once again. And our baptisms are the seal and the comfort that these words of Jesus are true. He says, "All that the Father gives me will come to me. And the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but raise it up at the last day." Christ is talking about us here. Listen to what Luther says about baptism. "What is repentance but an earnest attack on the old man and an entering upon a new life? If you live in repentance, therefore, you are walking in baptism, which not only announces this new life, but also produces, begins, and promotes it. In baptism, we are given the grace, spirit, and power to suppress the old man so that the new may come forth and grow strong." Isn't it a comfort to know that even when we get caught up in wearing those old sinful clothes of sin, that God, through the power of his word and sacraments, he can and will move us to put on Christ's robe of righteousness once again through repentance. In Psalm 1, we read, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, and whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." Our God does this for us. He makes us like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, and thankfully, fruit brought forth by the grace of God will always be good fruit. And even more thankfully is the reminder that we are his first fruits. Christ believers brought forth by his own will and washed clean inside and out by the grace, love, and mercy of our Savior Jesus. So as we go out this morning and clean up our wonderful campus that the Lord has given us, clean it up to his glory, and take a moment to think about just how amazing it is that our Savior Jesus laid down his life for you, to give each and every one of us a heart that is ultimately perfected and very clean. Amen. We'll close with hymn 342.
Lord, your sin for me. Jesus, Savior.